stupid people.
You know Annie had no choice but to come here, Dilly said. Because she's a big failure, an unpleasant male voice sneered. Leo had a bad habit of uttering Annie's deepest fears, and it was inevitable that he'd intrude into her thoughts. He was her least favorite puppet, but every story needed a villain. Very unkind, Leo, Dilly said, even if it is true. The petulant crumpet continued to complain.
You're the heroine, Dilly, so everything always turns out fine for you, but not for the rest of us. Not ever. We're doomed. Doomed, I say. We're forever.
Annie's cough cut off the internal histrionics of her puppet. Sooner or later, her body would heal from the lingering after effects of pneumonia. At least she hoped so. But what about the rest of her? She'd lost faith in herself. Lost the sense that, at 33, her best days still lay ahead. She was physically weak, emotionally empty, and more than a little terrified. Hardly the best state for someone forced to spend the next 2 months on an isolated main island. That's only 60 days, Dilly attempted to point out.